So my expertise particularly is on investment products, and we do in the seminars talk about shares and bonds and cash and other investment products, but we also do take the women through the very basics and getting them to think about their goals. And it's really interesting. Women, I think we're all pretty good at talking to each other and supporting each other, but we really don't like talking about money. And even though we're not happy talking about money, because we live longer than men, at some stage 90% of women will be solely responsible for their financial affairs. So I think it's really important to learn if you're not sure and to be aware of all of your assets and liabilities and your income and expenses. And the seminars, we certainly talk through some of those things and provide a workbook which the participants can start to fill out and take away with them.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
The worst possible time to have to learn about money is when you are grieving the loss of a spouse. Death can come suddenly. If you don't know about your finances, make it a priority. And this is the message that is coming from Elizabeth Moran, who is a fixed income expert nationally recognised here in Australia. And Liz is working with Judith Fox, the CEO of the Australian Shareholders Association, who are sponsoring and presenting financial literacy seminars for women aged over 55. It's important we have a handle on our finances, our position, and at our age, more and more women are ending up on their own. So it's very important. So have a listen to what Liz has to say today and try and make it a priority to attend one of these free 3-hour seminars that are being held across Australia. If you can't make it to these particular free financial seminars for women over 55 and you're in that age group, then do what you need to. Go and find somewhere to learn about finances, how to determine your financial position, and look at your future, your retirement plans, and see what position you are in and what you may have to do to provide for the retirement that you are looking forward to. Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy Show with your host, Ann Nelson. And on the line today, I have Elizabeth Moran. And Elizabeth is well known as a national expert in fixed income and fixed income products here in Australia. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks, Ann. Good to be back.
You're freelancing now a bit, I believe.
I am. I'm doing some consultancy work and I've actually been working with the Australian Shareholders Association on their financial literacy project, which is quite interesting.
And how did that come about?
So they applied for a grant to a not-for-profit called Extra, which is actually Paul Clitheroe's charity, and they used to be known as Financial Literacy Australia. And they were successful in the grant. They are now having seminars all over Australia for women aged 55 plus to learn the basics of financial literacy. And I was working with them presenting some of the seminars in New South Wales and Canberra.
Through your expertise, has been recognised with working with the Shareholders Association in the past?
Yes, that's right. I've worked with them for a number of years and I've presented at their conferences and written articles for them. So my expertise particularly is on investment products. And we do in the seminars talk about shares and bonds and cash and other investment products, but we also do take the women through the very basics and getting them to think about their goals. And it's really interesting. Women, I think we're all pretty good at talking to each other and supporting each other, but we really don't like talking about money. And even though we're not happy talking about money, because we live longer than men, at some stage 90% of women will be solely responsible for their financial affairs. So I think it's really important to learn if you're not sure and to be aware of all of your assets and liabilities and your income and expenses. And the seminars, we certainly talk through some of those things and provide a workbook which the participants can start to fill out and take away with them.
And why have they targeted this particular age group and women?
So women, actually, because we often take time out to care for parents or children or have children, women are quite disadvantaged when it comes to savings for retirement. They also have older women in particular haven't necessarily worked at all, and some or quite a few are reliant on their husbands. Their husbands do look after the finances. So it's quite scary if you think about being in a couple and you lose your spouse and you've got no idea what your financial position is. And that's the time, you know, you're forced to learn at possibly the worst time when you're grieving for a spouse. So we have found that there's a lot of research out there to show that women are A, financially disadvantaged when they come to retirement. They haven't saved enough, and often they don't understand some key financial terms and investment terminology. So the course really is to help women build confidence and empower them so that they will then go or then could go and speak to a financial advisor with some confidence.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. How well has it been supported so far?
Well, the seminars are literally all over Australia, and there are a number of them going on till the end of the year. I know there's some in Perth and Adelaide and regional South Australia, many more in New South Wales and Sydney, and they've been held in Tasmania and Melbourne and some in Queensland, but obviously not far north Queensland. But you can jump onto the website and have a look at the Australian Shareholders Association Financial Literacy Project, and you can see the upcoming dates and times for the seminars. We have had quite a number of women register to participate, but of course we want more, as we all always would like more, and to get the word out. And I really would like or encourage women not to feel shy. Having presented at a number of the seminars now, there's a huge range of knowledge in the room, and some women literally don't know anything and others are quite a bit more advanced, but it's really supportive and we tend to discuss things happening in our lives, and there's lots of tips and hints from people that might have already gone through some difficult times. One particular lady I recall had to put both of her parents into aged care facilities, and she had some really useful tips on what to look for and how to just go about it. So I think that's quite a nice support network. There have been women that have gone away and found new friends and arranged to meet for coffee in a couple of weeks' time, which I think has just been lovely. So, yeah, I would encourage women to register and come along. It's a really nice morning and you will learn a lot, particularly if you're not very confident.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful idea and a great initiative of the Australian Shareholders Association. And, of course, it is free.
It is definitely free. I haven't really touched on so much about what we talk about, but we do go through the starts of thinking about a financial plan and goals and what you want to achieve and trying to account for your assets that you might have and liabilities. One really important thing, and if you never go or don't have the opportunity to go, I just would encourage all the listeners to consider if they have an up-to-date will with a power of attorney and maybe an advanced health directive. And just really encourage them to list all their investments in one place so it's easy for someone to find an administer as part of an estate. And think about listing all your bank accounts and also their passwords. I think too many people don't still have a will and it's not up to date. And I think that's a really important part of making sure your assets are divided as you would like them to be divided. And one last thing, and I must say, if you have superannuation, your superannuation is not part of your estate. You have to give a binding death nomination. You have to nominate who you want those funds to be given to. So I'd encourage anyone listening today to check all of their financial, their wills and their power of attorneys and make sure everything's up to date and it's as they would wish.
Yes. I know what you mean. I'm a widow coming up 10 years and after my husband passed away and I was administering the estate, the trustee of the superannuation company didn't really take any notice of the will. I think they can be guided by it. And they insisted on having the children's addresses and they wrote to my children asking them if they had a claim over me on their father's superannuation, and they wanted to know if he had any other children outside of the marriage because they wanted to contact everyone possible before they would release the funds, and eventually they gave the funds to me. But it wasn't straightforward, that's for sure.
And obviously there's a time delay there as well, which might be quite troublesome.
It's an interesting process, but that's the thing. A lot of us aren't prepared and we don't have that conversation with our partners about what would happen if someone passed away. Your future can be changed dramatically.
It's so true. It's and very quickly, really quickly. It is really important to get your financial affairs in order and to understand exactly where you stand. Something like 70% of women underestimate their net worth. They just don't realise what funds they have.
Other things that I've found that the couples don't talk about, I have one friend whose husband was passed away with cancer, but he had a battle for a couple of years. And when I spoke to them, I discovered everything was in his name, all their accounts, all their credit cards, everything, the electricity account, the telephone account, everything was in his name. And I said, really? You know, you've really got to get your house in order.
Well, that just is a nightmare, isn't it? You know, to have to change those. And also, what happened when he died? Could she access any of the funds, or were all the bank accounts closed down, or she couldn't access money to pay for the funeral and ongoing expenses? I actually would encourage couples to have individual or private or small personal accounts just for those sorts of emergencies.
Yes. Well, they did. After I alerted them, they did go down that track and change everything. However, they had things like you don't even think about. He had accumulated millions of flyby points, so points for free flights. And I said, well, how are they going to be transferred to your wife if she doesn't have an account as well?
Good things to think about. And they're the sorts of things that if you join one of the sessions, and we cap them at 20, but there might be 15 or there might be slightly over 20. You know, you get other women inputting and you start to think about your own personal circumstances and other things that might impact you, and actually giving you a list of things that you need to learn about and to put in order.
You mentioned before about saving everything in one place for when the worst happens, but you also mentioned about passwords, but it's more than just your bank account passwords, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's things like social media. Do you want your Facebook profile to be up and available ad infinitum? I don't think so. It's, you know, I don't personally. Maybe you do, but I think there's other things that you need to think about.
That's right. And women over 55, there's more of us ending up on our own than men. And through various reasons, they may have lost their partner early, or they just have been single women, like a friend of mine I know. She's had a child and brought her up as a single mother and didn't have that opportunity to work for her whole life. But there are a lot more women end up on their own than men.
That's certainly true. And one of the things we look at in the seminar is actually superannuation and how much money you need to have accumulated to live a comfortable retirement. A lot of women will need to rely on the pension, but having an understanding of what your income and your expenses are and what the superannuation, the amount you've saved, is particularly important. And even younger women, I'd like to think at some point some of the sessions might be, the age limit might come down, because it's probably in your 40s you need to really start thinking about superannuation and saving for retirement. And it's quite a shock when, you know, as a couple, the recommended lump sum that you need at the moment is about $640,000 that you need to have a comfortable retirement. I tend to think with interest rates so low that it's probably closer to $1 million that you need to have. But there's quite a lot of information out there if you know where to find it. And certainly coming to one of the seminars, we can point you in the right direction and get you off to a running start.
I think that number would scare a lot of women to think that they need $1 million in their superannuation. And for those listeners that don't know the term, it's our vehicle in Australia for our retirement savings that we have.
Yes, it is a scary amount, but if you understand early what you need or what you hope to, you know, if you have a goal to save X amount in super, you can then start thinking twice about perhaps helping your children as generously as you might. Women are very generous with their family, helping their family out, and I think sometimes to the detriment of their own financial well-being. So important to have that understanding as soon as possible. And also, if you can salary sacrifice into super, every bit helps and it compounds over time. So just a small amount on a monthly basis, a small extra amount on a monthly basis can make a big difference over a long term.
Well, thanks very much. It's been great to catch up with you again, and it sounds like a really, really worthwhile seminar series that you are part of, and it's the Australian Shareholders Association sponsoring this. And would you like to give us a final summary of what women over 55 should be doing and what they could be doing to help themselves?
I think the most important thing is to really understand what your income and expenses are, how you might trim your expenses or boost your income, and also your assets and liabilities. Do you know what your house is worth if you have a house, or what the value of your shares or term deposits are, and also what your liabilities are? Quite a few couples that I know of haven't necessarily thought their store credit cards are a debt, or, you know, have taken out car loans for expensive cars when really that money might have been better off invested somewhere else. So I think having a really good understanding of your assets and liabilities and income and expenses and what you hope to achieve, what do you want, how do you want to live in retirement? And I think to just be aware that our longevity is increasing all the time. So your parents might have lived to their early 80s, you might live to your early 90s. I think most people now know someone in their 90s or have some family that, you know, have reached an old age. They're the sorts of things you need to start planning for. If you want to retire at 60 and you have a life expectancy of 90, that's 30 years you've got to make that money last. It's quite scary.
Well, it's not a very good note to finish on, I think, being scared, but maybe that's the late for someone to take action, and that's the message. But if you're over 55, especially if you're a woman, we do need to take our finances seriously, and we need to know what our financial position is going forward.
Oh, thank you, Anne. And it's not that scary learning about it. Once you start, like, you'll be empowered and you'll feel strong, and it's a great seminar. So please have a look on the Australian Shareholders Association website and register. We would love to see you.
Thank you. And if they wanted to follow you in particular, where would they find your articles these days?
Well, I still am writing for The Australian on a roughly fortnightly basis, but my LinkedIn profile, if you happen to be on LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn and follow me or connect. That would be great.
Thanks very much. We have been listening today with Elizabeth Moran, and Elizabeth is a nationally recognised fixed income expert here in Australia. Thank you.
Thanks, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.